I'm Allison Aubrey in Washington. When the Comcast Corporation held a press conference this week to announce the Disney bid, all eyes were on the company's CEO, Brian Roberts, a 44-year-old squash-playing Wharton grad. The event, which I watched as a live cable broadcast, could have been mistaken for a business school lecture. Roberts took the lectern, but he stood in the shadow of flowcharts and number graphs, which were projected onto the wall.
One last slide, and then we'll go to questions.
Roberts' final slide illustrated Disney assets stacked next to Comcast's.
Therefore, if you put the two together, you will have a company with an unmatched technology platform in a very competitive business.
Not one for drama or spin, Roberts started working for Comcast as a cable installer back in 1982. His father, Ralph Roberts, who founded the company, was his boss. After 8 years, Brian became president, and since then, he's methodically and noiselessly grown the cable company into a media conglomerate, leading the way in video on demand and broadband internet. In recent years, he's shown a gutsy side, acquiring AT&T Broadband in a $50 billion deal, and now the bold bid for Disney. Along the way, says Philadelphia Magazine editor Larry Platt, Roberts has surrounded himself with smart, disciplined people.
Their culture is one of empowerment and teamwork, and it is a happy family.
But is this a winning formula for managing the legendary Disney empire? Longtime L.A. management consultant Lorraine Siegel predicts a cultural chasm if the deal were to succeed.
This is going to be an extremely challenging combination.
Siegel says Comcast's Brian Roberts can't expect his management techniques to work in the entertainment world. Acquiring cable lines and selling distribution services is quite different than managing celebrity egos and anticipating the whims of pop culture.
There's the whole Hollywood thing of being extremely creative and not knowing exactly what is going to be the new hot number, the new hot thing that the public will want. That's not an area in which Brian Roberts and Comcast has had expertise in the past.
Roberts' lifestyle in Philadelphia is said to be anything but Hollywood. Reporter Don Steinberg of the Philadelphia Inquirer first wrote about the family a decade ago.
They are philanthropic, very quietly, and they're not the type that would have, say, their name on a building. They're rather private.
As the Roberts family built their small company into the largest cable operator in the nation with 22 million subscribers, they did buy two of Philadelphia's professional sports teams, the 76ers and the Flyers. But Brian Roberts isn't known to prance around courtside. Steinberg says for the Roberts, the teams are an investment. Comcast broadcasts the games on its own sports network to the exclusion of satellite.
If you want to see those games, you got to get cable. You can't get satellite. So they use that as a way to not only to make money off the team, but to help cable.
For Roberts, the bid to acquire Disney is yet another chance to expand the Comcast empire. During the press conference held to announce the deal, he was asked how he could be so confident that Comcast would succeed.
It comes down to people, execution, and not getting ahead of yourself. We've done a lot of acquisitions. And I think we have a great track record, and you want to start with a fair, balanced offer for both companies so you give yourself a chance to be successful.
Roberts may have to substantially increase his offer to win the votes of the Disney boardroom. That'll mean dipping into the pot of cash his company has been so successful in accumulating. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.